弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
首先恭喜大家新年快乐。
First of all, wish you all happy Lunar New Year.
今年是虎年哈。
This year is the year of tiger.
那我们当中肯定有属虎的。
I believe some of us might be tiger might be your zodiac sign.
我知道台上有一个，门口有一个。
I know on the stage there is a tiger, and then by the door there is another tiger.
然后我们的底下至少还有一个。
And in the congregation, at least there are one.
我知道网上至少也有一个。
And on the Zoom there is one.
你说这么多老虎在我们当中哈。
There are so many tigers among us.
如果进到这个教会一看有那么多老虎的人，是不是很可怕啊？
Isn't that scary?
祝大家这个在虎年吉祥啊。
Wish you all be blessed in the year of tiger.
华人喜欢说见面说恭喜发财，是不是？
Chinese like to say may your have wealth.
我们基督徒说要多蒙主恩。
And our Christian we say be blessed.
今年呢是这个新冠的这个瘟疫已经进入了第三年了。
The COVID pandemic has entered the third year.
依然呢还没有要结束的迹象。
And it is still not over.
记得那个新冠那个瘟疫那个爆发的时候哈。
When COVID, the pandemic first started.
我们在这个地方庆祝的是鼠年，对不对？
We were here to celebrate the year of rat.
那个时候呢果然全世界的人都像老鼠一样都躲在那洞里都不出来了哈。
And people all over the world hide in their home and not going everywhere just like rat.
去年那是牛年。
And last year was a year of ox.
我们都是在网上聚会的。
And we worship through Zoom.
哎呀那个新年的气氛实在是虽然也很好但是就是差很多哈。
So it's not feel so good like when we're here.
所以我们去年就说哎呀我们的新年愿望是说明年可以回到教会。
So last year we made the New Year's wish that we could be back in the next year.
感谢主我们终于回到教会了哈。
So we did. Praise the Lord.
我们还有些弟兄姐妹在网上聚会。
And we still have some brothers and sisters on
Zoom. 那我们下一年的希望是什么呢？
So what is our wish for the next year?
那么下一年的话，我们就希望说，我们大家都不需要戴着口罩了哈。
I wish that we can get rid of the face mask next year.
那我们可以握手啊，可以拥抱啊，可以在一起享用我们新年的丰盛的宴席哈。
We will be able to shake hands, hug each other, and just celebrate.
所以人们。都是在期望虎年能够去完备这个老虎的这个勇猛啊和顽强。
So people's wish are like in the year of tiger, they can have the power and the strength symbolized by tiger.
那么虽然世界上有这个新冠的这个病毒在肆虐哈。
Although the COVID pandemic continues,
那么希望我们今年大家还依然可以活得生龙活虎。
I hope that we can live a life like a strong, powerful tiger.
所以瘟疫不能围困我们。
So the illness or the pandemic will not stumble us.
伤病不能潦倒我们。
And the injury or the illness will not stop us.
困难也不能阻止我们。
And the difficulties won't stop us.
所以面对瘟疫的流行，我们不会萎缩不前的。
So we will not stand still or withdraw as we face the pandemic.
我们要发扬那种武松打虎的精神哈。
We'll take on the brave spirit of 武松 who fought tiger and killed it with bare hands.
所以我们要迎难而上，我们要继续推动教会的事工。
And with this spirit, we're going to move forward with church ministries.
这个老虎啊，乃是兽中之王的，对吧
？Tiger is the king of all beasts.
所以代表着威严、能力。还有他的勇气哈。
Representing the majesty, strength, and courage.
所以成为十二生肖中的一个，那是理所当然的了。
So it's very natural for tiger to be one of the 12 zodiac signs.
所以我们常常用老虎来形容人生。
There are many positive words or idioms about people.
所以有很多积极向上的这个啊这个态度哈。
And many of them are positive.
如果我们看到一个小男孩非常可爱，我们说他什么？ 虎头虎脑，对不对
？So when we see a little boy who is very cute, we say this boy has literally has a tiger's head.
如果我们看到一个年轻人充满活力，我们说他什么？生龙活虎。
To describe a young person full of energy, we say he is a living tiger and dragon.
如果是秉承父辈的精神，我们说他是什么？将门虎子。
If someone who inherit the spirit of characters of their fathers, we say they're sons of tiger.
那么初出茅庐的年轻人，我们就说他是初生牛犊不怕虎。
For the young people who just started their career, we say they're fearless like young tigers.
所以如果有一个人身体强健的话，我们就形容他虎背熊腰，对不对
？If a person is physically strong and fit, we say he has a tiger's back.
如果我们比喻一个人冲劲十足的话，我们说他如猛虎下山啊。
If someone is very motivated, we say he is like strong tiger going down a mountain.
如果有人行动迅速，我们就说来一个饿虎扑食，对不对
？If someone is very swift in their actions, we say he is like a hungry tiger hunting for food.
如果有一个人得到了意想不到的帮助，我们就说他是如虎添翼。
If people get unexpected help that makes them more powerful, we say it's like adding wings to a tiger.
如果一个人不畏困难呢，我们就说他敢于虎口拔牙。
If someone is fearless in front of challenges, we say they are bold to pull out tiger's teeth.
如果一个人意志坚定，我们就美其名曰叫不入虎穴焉得虎子。
If someone has strong will and are determined, we say if you don't enter the tiger's den, you can't get the tiger's son.
那么如果有个人敢于迎难而上的话，我们怎么说？我们说明知山有虎，偏向虎山行。
For those who are bold to rise to the challenges, we say they know there are tigers in the mountain, but they still walk into the mountain.
你看我们这些属虎的哈，都是好的名词，对不对
？Look at the tigers among us. We're all positive idioms.
但是我们的印象好像关于老虎的比喻都是。好的比较多，对不对
？So it's we're under the impression that most of the idioms about tiger are positive.
哎，但是实际上不然。有的人统计过，关于老虎用来行贬义，作为贬义词来形容的，其实也将近了，差不多有一半了。
But that's not the case. People actually say that about half of the tiger idioms has negative meaning.
多取自老虎是比较凶残猛烈的一个野兽哈。
And those idioms mostly picture the ferocious side of tigers.
如果一个人凶猛残暴的话，我们就称他说什么，如狼似虎，对不对
？For people who are ferocious, brutal, we say they are like wolf and like a tiger.
那么养奸姑息者，我们管他叫放虎归山。
And if we don't deal with the bad people properly, we say it is to release the tiger back to the mountain.
如果一个人做事有开头，但是没有结尾，我们说他是虎头蛇尾。哎，大家都知道这个。
If something started with a great beginning but end without a good result, we say it's a tiger's head and a serpent's tail.
那帮助别人做坏事的，那叫为虎作伥。
And for those who help others to do evil, we say they're ghosts who help tiger to eat people.
如果借助他人之事来横行霸道的。那个叫什么？狐假虎威。
And for those who rely on others' power to bully people, we say he's a fox walking along with a tiger.
那么，希望我们在新的一年呢，这些事跟我们都不要有任何关系哈。
I hope we have nothing to do with those idioms about tiger in negative meaning.
I'm sorry for the English-speaking people here. The all of the Chinese idiom today.
成语太多了。
那么很多的成语都是用老虎来形容，有的用成语用老虎来形容这个形势的险峻哈。
There are also idioms about tiger, to describe serious situations with lots of tension.
那么这个凶恶的病毒啊，我们就可以说它是虎视眈眈，对不对
？The COVID, for example, is like a tiger trying to it's very ferocious.
随时准备吞噬我们的生命。
Trying to devour our lives.
但是我们也不能因此就谈虎色变。
But we don't avoid talking about it, like the idiom says.
那么如果我们做事总是前怕狼后怕虎的话， 那么我们什么事情都做不成，对不对？
There's another idiom talks about people are stuck because they're afraid of the tiger behind them and there is a wolf in front of them.
所以虎年呢，有很多好的期望跟祝福来等待我们。
So there are many good wishes awaiting on us for in this new year.
但是也有很多危险的事情。
There are also things that are dangerous.
因为老虎的形象常常与这个争斗有关系。
Because tiger is very often associated with fightings.
所以新的一年我们希望世界和平不要发生战争。
So in this new year, we pray for the peace of the world.
最近美国跟乌克兰跟这个俄罗斯的话，因为乌克兰的事情啊，这是关系非常的紧张。
Now the US and the Russia has a dispute over Ukraine.
那么这个战争呢，似乎就一触即发。
It feels like there's a lot of tension, a tug of war.
那俄罗斯已经是在乌克兰的边界陈兵百万了哈。
The Russia already sent their army on the edge of their border.
那么西方呢，是誓言旦旦，是一定要制裁或者是相对绝不退让。
And the Western is not like wants to hold them accountable. It's not withdrawing.
所以普京总统呢，现在是进退两难。
So the Russian President Putin is like in this dilemma.
那句成语怎么说？它叫骑虎难下。
Another idiom like riding on a tiger's back and couldn't get down.
我们希望说，在新的一年能够世界和平。
And I pray that in this new year, there will be peace.
这是我们的期望啊。
It's our hope.
其实有一个有趣的现象，我不知道大家有没有注意到。
There was an interesting thing.
就关于老虎的比喻，大部分都是与高山有关系。
Most of the idioms or metaphors about tiger also relate to mountains.
你像我们上面前面提过，刚才提的猛虎下山。
Like we mentioned, a strong tiger going down a mountain.
放虎归山。
Releases the ferocious tiger back to the mountain.
明知山有虎，偏向虎山行，等等。
Knowing there are tigers in the mountain, but still walking to the mountain.
山与虎，虎与山，似乎是不可以分割的。
So mountains and tigers are inseparable.
所以这是因为这个老虎啊，它本来是山野之物啊。
Because tigers live in the mountains.
那么它虽然非常的凶悍，但如果它离开了山脉，它便无用武之地了。
So although the tiger is ferocious, but once it leaves the mountain,It loses its power.
所以才有那句成语叫虎落平阳被犬欺。
That's why there is an idiom saying tiger in the plain is bullied by dogs.
所以这么凶猛的动物到了平地居然会被这个猎犬来欺负成为笑柄。
So that it's not even powerful as the dogs.
所以这给我们一个启示。
This gives us a hint.
老虎是不能离开高山的。
Tigers cannot live without mountain.
那基督徒也不能够远离我们的神。
Christians cannot live without God.
因为无独有偶，圣经里也常常把上帝比作什么？比喻作高山。
In the Bible, God is often metaphorized as mountain.
那我们去年讲到亚伯拉罕故事，曾经讲到过以勒沙代，对不对？
Last year in our sermon series, we mentioned God's name El Shaddai.
那就是比喻作神是我们的高山，我们的依靠，我们的山寨，我们的磐石。
God is our mountain, our rock, our fortress, and the one we can lean on.
所以在新的一年啊，我们要学习这个教训：老虎离开了深山，便无英雄用武之地。
In the new year, I hope we learn a lesson that when the tiger leaves the mountain, it becomes powerless.
那么基督徒，我们要离开了我们的神，我们就成为了魔鬼的掠物啊。
If Christians leave faith behind, they'll be the devil's prey.
所以希望我们大家在新的一年里，我们多多的信靠神。
I hope in the year of tiger, everyone will trust in God.
另外一个有趣的现象啊，就是在圣经里面。我反复的查看圣经里没有提到老虎。
Another interesting thing is I observed is that in the Bible the tigers are not mentioned.
这是因为这个老虎在这个中东地区它是没有这个出现的哈。
Because tigers they don't live in the Middle East area.
所以圣经里记载的大部分是在中东那个地区的情况，自然就不会提到老虎。
But most of the stories in the Bible occurred in the Middle East.
但是会常常提到狮子，因为他们那地方有狮子出没。
But in the Bible, it mentions lions.
所以如果圣经里没有提到老虎，有的人就会比较担心了。
So if tigers are not even mentioned in the Bible, some people may wonder.
我们天天学习圣经，高举圣经，如果教会看不到，如果是真的变成了山中无老虎，猴子称大王了吗？
There's an idiom of when tigers not in the mountain, the monkeys became the king. Will this also be the case for the church to be chaotic without tigers?
我想不会的，因为我们知道有狮子哈。
Of course not, because
所以我特别选了一段经文，没有老虎，但是有狮子，我们来看一看也可以。
So I want to share a passage about lion in the scripture.
因为这个圣经十二生肖里没有狮子，有老虎。
Because lion is not one of the 12 zodiac signs.
在诗篇第34篇，我来读第四节到第十节啊。
Psalm 34:4-10.
那么诗篇第34篇第四节这样说：我曾寻求耶和华，他就应允我，救我脱离了一切的恐惧。
I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears.
凡仰望他的便有光荣。
They looked to him and were radiant.
他们的脸必不蒙羞。
And their faces were not ashamed.
我这困苦的人呼求耶和华便垂听。
This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him.
救我脱离一切的患难。
And saved him out of all his troubles.
耶和华的使者在敬畏他的人四围安营，搭救他们。
The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them.
你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善，投靠他的人有福了。
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him.
所以耶和华的圣民呢，你们当敬畏他，因为敬畏他的一无所缺。
Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him.
少壮的狮子还缺食忍饿，但寻求耶和华的什么好处都不缺。
The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing.
所以这段经文从开头到结尾都让我们来寻求耶和华。
So from beginning to the end of this passage, encourage us to seek the Lord.
那他的中心经文在第八节讲到说，神是美善的，投靠他的人是有福的。
And the core verse is in verse 8, blessed is a man who trusts in him.
最后一节经文他用了一个比喻，说少壮的狮子这么强壮的动物，可以跟老虎相比哈，还是缺食忍饿。
And in the last, it ends with a metaphor, the young lions lack and suffer hunger.
但寻求耶和华的什么好处都不缺。
But those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing.
所以愿我们大家在新的一年，就这个虎年当中，我们专心的寻求神。
So in the year of tiger, let us seek the Lord wholeheartedly.
我们投靠他，依靠他。
And we will trust in him.
我们就可以知道说上帝是美善的。
And we will see that the Lord is good.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你赐给我们的恩惠。
Lord, we thank you for your mercy and your grace.
我们知道你是赐生命的神，你是赐恩典的神。
Lord, we know that you are the God who gives us life and gives us your grace.
我们一生的年日都在你的手中。
All of our days are numbered.
为我们即将新的一年的来到，我们感谢你。
We are thankful for this coming new year.
愿主你祝福我们的教会。
We pray that you will bless our church.
愿主你祝福我们当中的每一个家庭。
Bless each family in our church.
让我们每一天都可以品尝你的滋味。
And let us to taste your grace.
那么便知道主是美善的。
And know that the Lord is good.
愿你的恩典充满我们的每一天。
May your grace fill our day.
我们这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray this in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.